Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
My name is Sheikh Zaid Al-Salami.
A few years ago, I started the course of wanting to commentate on a very important book that I believe is something that would be useful for everyone who reads it, and that is the book Mafatih Al-Hayat, written by Ayatollah Al-Uzma Al-Sheikh Jawadi Amuli. So far, in everything that we have gone through in this simple book, very valuable book as well, is that we can live in anywhere, any part of the world, and uphold our religious values without compromising, and also be successful in coexisting with others and not forfeiting anything as far as our belief system is concerned. Without doubt, we do understand that animals themselves, who have been created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, have a benefit, and they weren't created for out of vanity or for no reason. And this benefit goes back not only to nature itself, but also to us human beings. There is misuse towards animals. And of course, dhulm and oppression can be perpetrated onto animals. And Islam also has a lot to say about that. Islam says that you're able to use animals for security, you're able to use animals for cultivation, you know, and these are among the many ni'mas of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As far as cattle is concerned, as far as birds are concerned, as far as beehiving is concerned, you know, these are also things that have been mentioned in the Quran. You know, the Quran has also mentioned numerous surahs, giving the title of that surah the name of a certain animal. Al-Baqarah, Al-An'am, Baqarah is the largest surah in the Quran. Al-An'am, Al-Nahl, for example, you know, so on and so forth. And they give us that kind of financials. They're also able to give us that kind of financial security and support. If we could say millions of families are around the world at that time, and also today as well. So giving us that need to survival and in any kind of form of entertainment. And I think it's important for us to mention what kind of entertainment. I am going to discuss that, but things like, you know, camel riding or horse riding or things like that. You know, maybe in today's society, zoos as well, you know, or circuses. Although this is my personal opinion, you know, a zoo needs to be made in such a way where it doesn't put that strenuous pressure on the animal and turn that cage into a prison for the animal. So zoo keeping or putting animals behind cages in such a way that is detrimental to the animal itself is also considered to be a kind of dhulm as well. And so that's why, you know, open range zoos and animal farms and things like that, for the sake of education, for the sake of kids and adults going and meeting animals up close and personal, is a good thing, as long as, you know, there are certain conditions met.
Ayatollah Jawadi Amuli, the author of the book Mafatih al-Hayat, The Keys of Life. This book, Mafatih, ought to be in two volumes.
Jildesh, hay Mafatih al-Janan, che forum damaz-e fasad dare forum rozun.
One volume, the present volume, Mafatih al-Janan, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc.
یه جلدش کم داره و اون اینه که فرون درختکاری اینجا کم ثواب داره دعا هم داره ثواب هم داره
But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree.
امام اونطوری که اینو گفته بودم گفته دی اون امامی که گفته اگر روزه بگیری ثواب داره همون امام گفته که اگر درخت بکاری اون ثواب داره
Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam, who has stressed out the reward for praying, has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment.
There are many lessons
of the book
by those prophets. And
eat, take some in your hand, and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
In any case, whether it does come to nurturing of animals and breeding animals and benefiting from animals, land animals, sea animals, and also having cures from animals as well. Of course, we don't believe in using them as lab testing, for example, if not necessary for the sake of cosmetics, unfortunately, which is what some of these major brands do these days. But whatever the case may be, you know, there needs to be some kind of regulation as far as usage of animals are concerned. And until today, we are able to see how useful animals were. Large animals, elephants, and even using elephants in, for example, for armies, for battles and things like that, as we said, as far as defense is concerned. Even for clothing, with silkworms. Until today, we are able to find traces of usage of clothes made from silk. Of course, that meant that, there were silkworm farms cultivating silk for the sake of using them to make clothes and other important items for human usage. Yes, when we do come across the surahs from the Holy Quran that have the title of an animal, Suratul Fil, Suratul Nahl, Suratul Baqarah, Surah Al-Ankabut, Surah Al-Naml, Surah Al-An'am. This kind of hints to us that there is a close connection, a close tie between us, the human beings, and animals. Now we understand that also in fiqh, there are many ahkam related to animals, not only what is halal to eat, what is haram to eat, what is mustahab to eat, what is makruh to eat, but also issues to do with behavior, how we conduct ourselves with animals, how we treat animals, how we deal with animals, how we are able to use animals in the halal way, in the haram way, but also when it comes to important things like hunting and things like that. Now, we know that when it comes to the topic of dhabh, and the slaughtering of animals, Islam has a lot to say about that. And I think this is another very kind of controversial topic that my brothers and sisters need to get into. What is the humane way for the killing of an animal? And is it stunning? Is it electrocuting? Is it shooting? Is it slaughtering of the four main arteries? Is it by use of an arrow? Is it by use of a bullet? Is it by use of a sharp knife? What is it, And we're always coming across these theories in today's modern society that speak about the Muslim way being the worst way, unfortunately, in some studies. In other studies and other neutral studies, it's been proven that the most effective way for the slaughtering of an animal, for the terminating of the life of an animal in the most humane way, is the Islamic way. And it's also the healthiest way as well. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi tahirin.
Driving past, walking fast, to the field of dreams. Hear the children's screams.
That was The Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.